The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the Ryanair boss, Michael O'Leary, is unrepentant about labelling Transport Minister Eamon Ryan a dunce. There was an hour-long meeting between the pair yesterday, failed to reach any resolution. Pat Byrne, a founder and chair of CityJet, joins us now. Pat, whose side are you on in this argument?
I'm firmly, for once, I suppose, on Michael O'Leary's side. The whole situation actually would be quite entertaining, other than it is actually quite a serious matter. And I appreciate that Michael is doing what he does very, very well. He exaggerates to make a point, but he has to exaggerate because the point has to be brought to the fore because it is a very serious matter.
Is Eamon Ryan a dunce?
I'm not going to pronounce on that, but I think that Eamon Ryan, I would have a lot of issues with him being in the Ministry of Transport. Because I think to have somebody who's got such an obvious and self-declared ideology bias in his ministries, I mean, he's climate, he's energy, and he's transport, and those they are diametrically opposed positions.
I think a lot of people would say, you know what, like transport is one of the big polluters out there. We need someone with a green agenda to make transport more green. We need someone with a green agenda to make energy more green.
That's fine if you, unless it's not fine if you go to the extreme of green only and green at the expense of everything else. And I give you a small example of that. We don't have reserve stocks of liquid gas in this country because Eamon Ryan has blocked the construction of the terminal down in Shannon to actually store liquid nitrogen gas. And that's a sorry state of affairs when the EU recommends that all member states should have at least 90 days supply. We've come through an energy crisis. Thank God we got through it without any major catastrophes, but it could have been different and it could be different again. That's just one example.
Okay, what about aviation? I mean, Eamon Ryan does make a very good point when he says we have ridden roughshod over the planning system constantly in this country over the last 50 years, and look where it has got us. It has left us in a right mess, and that we need to respect the planning process. And he's talking there in relation to the cap at Dublin Airport.
In the management of a country, the management of a government, and the management of any enterprise, there are various constituents who have to be listened to, should be listened to, and they all have their points of view. The job of a manager is to manage. It is not to hide behind a set of bushes that are convenient to hide behind. And he can't just say, well, I can't interfere with the planning process and ignore the implementation of aviation policy. Mm. Aviation is either important to this country or it's not. I'm biased, but I declare my bias, and I'm saying that aviation is incredibly important to this country. It's been very good to this country. It's vital. We're an island nation. We're an island. We have an economy that's based on that. We need connectivity. We've invested massively in the North Runway and in the terminal extensions in Dublin Airport and apron extensions and everything else. There is no point in having the sweet shop if we're only going to half stock it.
He has a point, though, about the planning process being independent. I mean, for example, it irritates me when I see TDs and councillors objecting to everything in the planning process. And we certainly wouldn't want a minister cutting across a decision from on board Planalto.
It's not a case of cutting across. It's a case of arbitration. It's a case of actually trying to find a way forward. And like everything in life, the solution's always found in compromise. So it's not that anybody is more right than the other. But at the same time, we have to find a way of getting on with trying to satisfy the various interests and trying to prioritise and rank those interests and come to solutions. But just to ignore the problem and say, well, nothing to do with me, I can't interfere with that.
I could put the same point to you, ignoring the problem, nothing to do with me. Aviation is a big polluter. Like, are we all living in a fool's paradise here that we can continue just to fly wherever we want and raise the cap to whatever it is and still leave the planet in a half-decent state for future generations?
We don't have enough time in this interview, Shane, for me to tell you what I really think about that. I believe the whole net zero is basically a political agenda. So we're not going to go into that now.
Well, because, I presume you don't dispute the fact that the planet is in serious trouble, is in crisis.
I don't dispute the fact that that climate changes. I am not convinced that it's because of carbon emissions made by man.
Now, all the science would say absolutely, emphatically, it is.
And another day, another time, I'll show you all of the science that refutes that as well, and very recent peer-reviewed papers that are actually coming out. So more and more people are actually beginning to realise that this is not
how reputable is that science, Pat?
Sorry?
How reputable is that science that disputes?
Very. Very.
Okay. So, I mean, are you saying that there isn't an issue here?
I'm not saying there isn't an issue, but I don't think that a target of net zero by 2050 is attainable. It's simply not attainable. We don't have the technology. We will not have the technology by that time. But I think that there is a very exaggerated, an exaggerated alarm about carbon.
So what would you like to see happening in relation to the cap at Dublin Airport?
I think that there should be it should be reviewed. And I think that there needs to be a compromise found. I think that to cap it now at 32 million when it has capacity for 40 million is a bit severe. I think that the issues and concerns of the people who are concerned about any increase should be addressed properly, professionally and fairly. There should be some degree of independence or a large degree of independence in such an arbitration. But I think that that is probably what is required, because there have been massive improvements in noise abatement. There have been massive improvements in engines, jet engines burning less fuel and so on. So all of these issues have got to be put on the table, got to be examined properly, but preferably by an independent, authoritative judge.
Pat Byrne, founder and chair of CityJet, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.